You guys all doing good? All doing well? It's good to see you all. Really, really good to see you all. Can you remember before lockdown, there were those things called aeroplanes? I used to quite like aeroplanes. I'm not particularly well travelled, and you know, I know some people like Sally and Wayne in the second row there. My goodness, if you want to talk to people who have travelled, man, these guys have travelled. Janet's travelled a lot, you know, and some of you guys have travelled amazingly around the world. I've travelled a couple of times. Once I had the joy, and it was a real privilege actually of travelling with Colleen. And this is a little plug for Colleen. If you ever get an opportunity to travel with Colleen, I seriously recommend you should. But we actually, during the holidays, even now and then we watch, you know, we watch family videos, whatever. And so I said to the kids, hey, do you know what? Do you want to watch a video of me holding a tiger? And we did. We watched a video of me holding a tiger. Literally, and not just a little, not the fake one, a real tiger, a baby white tiger, a cheetah, an orangutan. And was there anything else? A snake. Yeah, there's a snake around my neck as well. Yeah. So if you ever want to do that, you've got to go and see Colleen. And I'm not joking. I literally held a real live breathing tiger. It opened its mouth and yawned, and I looked right down its mouth. And when I did that, the guard, or whatever, I suppose the guy that looks after him, he kind of looked a bit nervous, actually. But Colleen picked up the tiger's hand when she was lifting it, and they just were floppy. So I don't know if they sedated them or if they'd just eaten their food, but they were very floppy, and wow. But the kids were quite impressed. You know, Dad held a tiger. So that's kind of, you know, get points for the kids, so that's pretty cool. But I can remember flying into Jakarta, and, you know, sometimes when you fly, you get the window seat. And, you know, you're almost like, oh, man, I got the window seat. It's really awesome to get the window seat because you get a way better view. And so I was quite excited. I got the window seat. And I remember flying into Jakarta and looking down. And when you fly in there, there's the harbour. And it literally looked, there was so many boats in the harbour. It looked like someone had got a million matches and just dropped them. And they were all just the boats and little ships in Jakarta Harbour waiting to get into the port. Quite amazing what you can see out the window of an aeroplane. But there's something that you can also see out an aeroplane window that's just a little wee bit nerve-wracking for me. Well, maybe not nerve-wracking, but just it's really interesting, and I'll put it that way. If you look out the window of an aeroplane while it's flying, and you look at the wing, now most planes that are flying really well have two wings, a couple at the back as well. But that wing, as the plane is flying, have you ever noticed what it does? It actually flexes the whole time the plane is flying. The wing that actually makes it fly, it's kind of flopping, not flopping, but it's flexing up and down the whole time that plane is flying, which is quite amazing, actually. And especially, it actually flexes more and more in what? In turbulence. Yeah. So the more turbulent it is, the more the wing actually flexes. So why does that plane wing flex? Now, there's probably no aeronautical engineers in here, and I'm definitely not saying I'm an aeronautical engineer, but the reason the wing flexes is because it actually needs to, and it's been designed to flex so that it can actually handle the turbulence and continue flying. Isn't that amazing? I reckon that is absolutely incredible. So some very clever people have worked out that the plane wing needs to flex a little so that the plane can actually keep flying through the turbulence, because they know that there's going to be some turbulence when the plane is going from A to B. Definitely going to be some turbulence. It's quite comforting when you know that to thought, oh, that's actually what's happening with that wing. It's just flexing with the turbulence. The wing has been designed to flex in the turbulence. And I don't know about you, but I reckon, would anyone agree with me that 2020 has been, so far anyway, a really turbulent year? Whew, man. I've felt the turbulence anyway. Some of you might not have. I think it's been a really turbulent year. And maybe some of you, how do we react to that turbulence that we have all experienced this year? And how has it affected you? And I just want to bring an encouragement this morning, and it's not going to be very long, but I want to encourage you that God has designed you, just like the aeroplane wing, to actually survive and thrive in the turbulence. The turbulence is not going to break you this year. Some of us, when at the start of this year, when we started feeling some turbulence, we maybe wondered, man, am I going to get through this turbulence? But I want to tell you this morning, the turbulence will not break you because you are designed to live in the turbulence. We are actually designed to live in this turbulence. Now, why can I say that? Why can I say that we're designed to live in days of turbulence like today that we're living in? Well, it simply is God's word to us. His words to us basically encourages us that we are designed, and I'm going to just really quickly unpack that a little bit, that we are designed to live in what is happening today. We're designed to live in it. And that for me is a real encouragement. And I want to talk about just a couple of moments I had just as lockdown started and just some things that God has encouraged me in and where I've kind of parked myself in my encouraging myself in the Lord in this season of turbulence. Because I actually, you know, in the New Testament it says that the word of the Lord endures forever. So God's word is designed to endure forever. His word endures forever because that's the nature of his word. His word it's not battered around or beaten by circumstance. God's word is so strong that it endures forever. And it even says that, you know, grass can fade away and we can fade away, but the word of the Lord endures forever. So what is the word of the Lord to us in this season? Well, the word of the Lord to us in this season, and there's a lot we could say, but I just wanted to pull out a couple of quick things. We were born for such a time as this. But we were literally born for a time like this. So here's what didn't happen. 2020 didn't take God by surprise. The events of 2020 didn't take God by surprise. And it also didn't surprise God that you are here in 2020 when this is happening. It wasn't like some random lottery and you just happened to, your number came up and God said, well, you're going to be in 2020 when all this is happening. Now God actually designed you to be here for such a time as this. And he knows what's happening. So Psalm 139, we all know this verse, but it basically, I've got to turn there, okay? I'm going to turn to Esther 4:14. Just to back up a wee bit again. So Esther 4:14, it says, just so you know it's in the Bible, for if you remain silent, or this is, you know, Mordecai is talking to Esther, and it says, for if you remain silent at a time, sorry, at this time, relief and deliverance for the Jews will arise from another place. But you and your father's family will perish. And who knows that you have come to a royal position for such a time as this. So we are here for such a time as this. And in Psalm 139, if you flick over to the right. Psalm 139, one of the most, well, for me, I love it as a chapter, it's awesome. Psalm 139, verse 13, and we know this, but for you created my innermost being, you knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful, I know that full well. My frame was not hidden from you when I was made in the secret place, when I was woven together in the depths of the earth. Your eyes saw my unformed body. All the days ordained for me were written in your book before one of them came to be. All of our days were written in a book. None of this, none of 2020, none of the turbulence has taken God by surprise. You are here by his design. He knows what's happening and you are designed to live, thrive in this day. You are right on time. You're right on time. Man, if God is watching your life, you are right where he wants you right now. It's funny, like, one of my daughters, she really loves, she loves Anne of Green Gables. Where's Eden? Where are you? There she is down there. Eden loves Anne of Green Gables. And if she could probably choose, she would probably wish that she was born in the days of Anne of Green Gables because of the romantic, view that she has of that book. And she loves that book and it's a great story. Does anyone else like that book? I don't. But she loves it and it's fantastic. And you can you almost imagine, oh, I wish I was born back then because I would have been so much better in that age. And maybe some of us have thought, man, I wish I wasn't born while this was happening. This is just too much. I just can't handle this. But you know, you are right on time. God knows you're going to be here now and he knows what's happening and he has designed you to thrive and survive even in 2020. He hasn't taken, nothing has taken him by surprise. Your life hasn't taken him by surprise. What we're in hasn't taken him by surprise and you are right on time. And you know, you might look at the upheavals there's been this year and the turbulence politically, economically, environmentally, socially. But do you know what? God didn't choose. God could have chosen a whole lot of people to be alive right now, but he chose us. He chose us to be alive right now. And he's got a purpose for our lives in this time. Do you know what? He didn't choose Isaiah the prophet. I mean, I love reading Isaiah the prophet. Why did God not choose Isaiah the prophet to live in 2020? Because he wouldn't have been equipped for it. He wouldn't have been equipped like you and I to live in our day. If we're alive in this day, going through this time, God has equipped us to survive and thrive and to keep, maybe there's a bit of turbulence, maybe we might have to flex a bit, but we're going to keep on flying and we're going to get through. Maybe he could have made, maybe Solomon could have been alive now. He would have had a lot of wisdom. But you know what? I actually believe that we are better equipped to live in 2020 than Solomon. Because God has chosen us to be here and now. So I just want to encourage you you are right on time. God wants you here now. There's all the people in history you could point to. King David, the Apostle Paul, God chose them for their day. They did what they need to do, and he has chosen us for our day because there's a purpose for us right now, even in the midst of turbulence. Even in the midst of turbulence, we can survive and thrive and be all that he has called us to be, because that's his word, and his word endures forever. His word isn't shaken by the turbulence that we feel. Maybe it's even strengthened by the turbulence that we feel. Look at that. So there's some real basic scriptures that I reckon are still really important for today. Like Jeremiah 29:11. So if you're feeling turbulence, you know, you're feeling the turbulence and you're thinking, hang on, how am I reacting to what's happening in the world today? I'm feeling a bit anxious about it. I'm feeling a bit unsure about it. Well, you know, we can anchor ourselves back into God's word. Anchor ourselves back what he has spoken over you individually, over us corporately. And if you're not sure about that, you can just anchor yourself in the black and white that's written here. I love it that you don't necessarily have to have a deep revelation. You just about need to read his word and get his word into you. And isn't this a time where it's, man, we need to be anchored in his word. We just need to soak ourselves in this like never before. Jeremiah 29:11 says that, and we all know this, "For I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord. Plans to prosper you, not to harm you, to give you a hope and a future." And if we look into the context of who spoke that, it's a guy called Jeremiah, and what was happening in his world. And I'm not a deep Bible scholar, and to be honest, I haven't spent hours and hours studying what Jeremiah was going through, but basically his world was in turmoil. He spoke as a prophet in a time when Israel and the people of God were in exile. Part of his time he was prophesying when the people of God were not in a good place. And a lot of one of the things I've been reading a wee bit about is the prophet Isaiah. And I love Isaiah, going through and seeing what he prophesied and spoke. It's really amazing to read it. But man, his world was in absolute turmoil. Politically, there was wars, there was allegiances going on between people to protect. So they would say, "I'm going to hook up with that kingdom, so they will protect us from this kingdom." Man, we think we've got a mess politically and all, you know, the world is in some crazy times. Wow. Man, if you look into the context of what Isaiah and his world and what Israel and Judah were going through, man, they knew what it was like to live in a world of turbulence. I had this little moment, and I'll just share about it. Just as we're going into lockdown, I've run my own business, and I wasn't allowed to, obviously in lockdown, you weren't allowed to continue operating your business the way you normally do. So we had to, Jackie and I talked about it, and we decided, right, we've got really no choice. We're going to have to set up at home. So I've got an office in Addington. So I had the joy of resetting up my office in my bedroom. Because we didn't actually have any other place in our house to really set up. So I had to set my office, which normally has three people working in it, or me and two others, all my gear. We jammed it into our bedroom, and we don't have a big bedroom. So you walked into our bedroom, and there was a drawing board. There was a little wee computer set up, and then there was our bed jammed against the wall, and there was just enough room for me and Jackie. Can anyone relate to that? Did anyone find it annoying setting up their office in their own home where that was not my plan? But we had to do it. But I had this little moment, and that's just me ranting about how annoying I found it. But I had this little moment where I was just in the last moments of trying to take my files and all that stuff back to my office, or back to my new, we called it the boffice, the bedroom office. Going back to my boffice, I was taking all my files, and I had this moment when I was in my real office in Addington, and I was just basically, you know, shutting it up so that it was secure for those 4 weeks. and I pulled down, I've got one of those screens because I've got a big window that is really bright. In summer, there's a lot of light comes through it, so we've got these curtains that you can see through. It doesn't let all the light through, so on the outside you can't actually really see in, but from the inside you can see out, but it's kind of like, it's got like a filter. And so it's, I was just standing there thinking, is this really happening? And probably some of you felt that. Is this really happening over this? Is it really happening? And I felt a bit emotional about it as well. I thought, I've got to pack up my fist. But I remember looking through that window and I was like, God, I can't even see. This window's not clear anymore. Because when the screen's up, the window is clear and I can see everything. You know, I can see down to the Mill Theatre. I can see the panel beater down there and I can see the cars and all that stuff that's there moving back and forward. And I thought, I can't see. What is beyond what is happening right now? And it was like my vision was just so clouded and there was insecurity. There was feelings of anxiety. There's feelings of fear. Maybe you guys didn't have any of that. But there's some of those feelings were going through my mind at the time. But I really felt like God said to me, don't worry. I can see clearly. I can see clearly what's beyond that veil that seems to be in front of your vision right now. I can see really clearly and I know what's behind it. Because I almost felt myself saying to God, I can't see beyond that thing that's dropped down in front of me. What is beyond it? Can you relate to that? So I came to this place where I parked myself. I started reading my Bible. This is a bit of an admission. I started reading my Bible differently than I was reading it before lockdown. Sorry. Can anyone else relate to that? Yeah, you and me. But I just want to read you. A chapter. And if you're still feeling the turbulence, still feeling the uncomfortability of it, the uncertainty of it, the I don't know of the turbulence that's happening. I just want to read you a chapter in Psalms, and it's pretty much going to finish at the end of this. And I want to read it slowly. And I love this morning that, Paulette, you were talking about praising God and, you know, songs that lift praise up to Him. So do you want to turn to Psalm 33? And I'm reading in the NIV, okay? And I don't know about you, I like writing in my Bible, you know, little bits here and there. And above it, I put, God preserve my purpose. And that was one of the things I was thinking right at the start of it and maybe even sometimes going, God preserve the purpose on my life. And this chapter grounded me. I love it. At the start of lockdown, people were reading Psalm 91 about, you know, the shelter of the Most High. He dwells in the shelter of the Most High, will rest in the shadow of the Almighty. And we were talking about protection from COVID. Hopefully we've moved on from that. And now this is my verse for me, or my chapter for me. And I read this. And have you ever had a verse or a chapter and you just can't go past it? I'll move on to chapter 34 now, but I've just got to go back to chapter 33. So there's still something in here for me. And this is grounding me right now. So I just want to read it to you. Maybe you close your eyes and just let it wash over you or go home and read it yourself. Maybe some of you will connect with this. I love this. And it's a wee bit what Ruth was saying this morning about God being in charge. Because you know what? God is in charge. He's in charge. He's in charge. You're here on time. You're not here on accident. It wasn't some random lottery and your number came up and you're here now. You're here on time. God has a purpose for your life. You're going to thrive and survive even through the turbulence and you're going to fly to where you need to go to. Sing joyfully to the Lord, you righteous. That's us. It is fitting for the upright to praise Him. Praise the Lord with a harp. Make music to Him on the 10-string lyre. Sing to Him a new song. Play skillfully. And you guys are so good at that. And shout for joy. For the word of the Lord is right and true. He is faithful in all He does. Have any of you got a word from God? And you have thought, how can it come to pass because of this COVID thing? Because of the airline industry and what's happened with that. I bet some of you have thought, you might not put your hand up in a minute, but some of you have thought, how are those prophetic words about me speaking to nations going to come to pass? I don't want to do that on Zoom. I'll be on mute. Oh, sorry, mute. You ever been on mute on Zoom? Everyone has. It's just the way Zoom works. For the word of the Lord is right and true. He is faithful in all He does. The Lord loves righteousness and justice. the Lord loves justice. He loves justice, and there's some justice needed in the earth right now. And I'm not, because of the kids are here, I'm not going to go into the circumstances because we all know what they are. Look at what's happening in the world. The world needs justice. It says here, where did it say that? The Lord loves righteousness and justice. The earth is full of his unfailing love. You can't go anywhere on earth, if this is true, you can't go anywhere that his unfailing love is not there. Oh man, that's good to get, eh? By the word of the Lord were the heavens made. Let's just ground ourselves back in there. This whole thing that we're part of right now is because he made it. He made it. It's not some accident. We know it's no accident, but it's because he made it. Whew. I'm going to run out of time now. I thought I had a lot of time. By the word of the Lord were the heavens made, their starry hosts by the breath of his mouth. He gathered the waters of the sea into jars. He puts the deep into storehouses. This is talking about a big God. Wow. Let all the earth fear the Lord. Let all the peoples of the world revere him. For he spoke and it came to be. For he commanded and it stood firm. The Lord, listen to this. The Lord foils the plans of the nations. I'll read it again in the proper translation. The Lord foils the plans of the United Nations. He thwarts the purposes of the people. If someone's got purposes that aren't according to his plan, he will thwart it. And we get a bit nervous about it. I tell you, I have to admit, I watched too many YouTube videos in lockdown. And I scared myself. I'm not joking. I scared myself because I watched too much stuff that I shouldn't have watched. It wasn't horror movies. I watched too much stuff. And maybe some of you guys watched too much stuff as well. Particularly one thing. Anyway, let the earth fear the Lord and all the people of the world revere him. The Lord foils the plans of the nations. He thwarts the purposes of the people. But the plans of the Lord stand firm forever. His purposes, the purposes of his heart through all generations. That includes ours. Let's read that again. But the plans of the Lord stand firm forever. The purposes of his heart through all generation. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, the people he chose for his inheritance. From heaven, the Lord looks down and sees all mankind. From his dwelling place, he watches all who live on earth. He who forms the hearts of all, who considers everything they do. No king is saved by the size of his army. We're not saved because of some structure that man has. You know, we're not saved by the Labour Party. We're not saved by the National Party. We're not saved by ACT Party. And we're not even saved by the New Zealand People's Party. We are saved by our God. Now, I'm not saying that those things aren't a part of the picture and we should be wise how we deal with them. But it says, no king is saved by the size of his army. No warrior escapes by his great strength. Now, there are some great warriors who are strong and know how to fight. But it says here, no warrior escapes by his great strength. The horse is a vain hope for his deliverance. Despite all its great strength, it cannot save. But the eyes of the Lord are on those who fear him, on those whose hope is in his unfailing love, to deliver them from death and keep them alive in famine. Wow. There's some good stuff in this chapter. Would anyone agree? Would anyone agree that this is a good place to park? Yeah, I'm putting my money in the parking meter on this one. I'm going to stay here for quite a while. We wait in hope for the Lord. He is our help and our shield. In him, our hearts rejoice. It's not in any, let's just pick on the politics at the moment. It's not in any political party that our hope actually is in. There's no one person. I think it did annoy me when someone said that we will be your source of truth. No one is my source of truth except for him. And people have said that someone is our savior. Wow. No one in the government is our savior. Our Savior is Jesus. We wait on hope for the Lord. He is our help and our shield. In him our hearts rejoice, for we trust in his holy name. And am I saying Christians shouldn't be involved in politics? No. I think we've probably stepped out of it way too long. Way too long. Because you look at Joseph, Daniel, and Esther. What did they essentially do? They were people who had an amazing destiny. And if we were to stand up and say, these are people that we admire, they stood up in political environments that were antagonistic to what they believe, and yet they survived and thrived. So Daniel, what did Daniel do? Daniel actually learned the arts and the crafts and the witchcraft of the day, so that, because he had to, he learned it, and so he could serve beside the king and influence the king. He actually learned the philosophies of the day, but was able to keep grounded in who he was called to be, and see the purposes of God outworked in his generation. Joseph, well, he's another guy. He was a Jewish man who ended up serving an Egyptian leader. Right in there. He wasn't like some side person. He was right in there. He had major influence. He had a purpose and he was called for his day. And Esther, wow, it wasn't easy to be. We think, Esther, I want to be called for such a time as this. Yes, we do. She was a Jew in a nation where it's not good to be a Jew. And she didn't necessarily come out and say, hello, look at me, I'm over here. She waited for her right time and then she revealed herself. And she actually needed a bit of, man, she needed courage. She needed courage. And you can almost hear Mordecai encouraging her, and almost, I can almost hear the reluctance initially of her to step into what she stepped into. But I just want to encourage you right now. Do you want to just stand up? This is we finish. Two things I want to really quickly do. Just close your eyes. I just thank you, Lord. I want to pray for you. Lord, I just thank you for Psalm 33. And I just ask, Lord, if there's anyone that needs to park there, I ask, Father God, that you will just start to speak to them and give them courage and give them reassurance that your word endures, your word stands true, and Lord, your word to them stands true. And we just thank you, Lord, that you are the God that set this whole thing in motion. Nothing has taken you by surprise. Lord, and we just ask for your peace. Lord, for your peace and your purpose over our lives right now. So if you just need peace and purpose, I just ask, we'll just receive that right now. Let God speak to you from Psalm 33. Soak yourself in it. Soak yourself in it. Thank you, Lord. Lord, we thank you that none of this has taken you by surprise. Lord, we are here on time. We are here on your time, Lord, and you have a purpose for our lives, and your purpose stands true. Thank you, Lord, for verse 11 of Psalm 33 that says, but the plans of the Lord stand firm forever, the purposes of his heart through all generations. Lord, we thank you for our generation. We thank you for the generation we're part of. We thank you for your purposes in our generation, Lord, and we just thank you that they will come to pass. Lord, thank you that we can live through turbulence. Lord, you've designed us to live through the turbulence of this day. You've designed us to thrive, not just survive. You've designed us to thrive in whatever we go through. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. And if you're listening here today and you're like, man, that sounds really good, but I don't even know this God that you're talking about. And this morning you're like, man, I need to know this God that has got a purpose for my life. We've got some people that would love to pray with you and introduce you to this God that designed you, to this God that actually wants to be your father. Is there anyone here that would say, man, I need to get introduced to my heavenly father this morning? If there's anyone like that this morning, I'd love you to just put your hand up, and we've got some people that will come and pray for you. Is anyone like that, or are you guys all good? You're all pretty good? Because God, we would love to introduce you to the God that has a plan for your life, a purpose for your life, and has peace for your life as well. And all that we're going through is peace, purpose, and a plan. Anyone like to do that? Down here? Awesome. Awesome. That's great. Can I just get one of the HODs or the leaders to come and stand by this man? That'd be awesome. Thank you. Is there anyone else wants to be introduced to their Heavenly Father? If there's anyone online and you need to be introduced to your Heavenly Father, man, we want to introduce you to him this morning. Maybe you can connect with the comments, and we want someone that can connect with you. Someone will connect with you and help lead you to your Heavenly Father. So I just want to pray. We're just going to really just quickly pray for this young man. What an awesome decision. We just pray, Father God, thank you for this dude. We just ask, Lord, that he will have an encounter with you this morning. Lord, that as he wants to give his life to you, Lord, we ask that as he encounters you this morning, Lord, that his life will change, that he'll put him on a path for purpose. Lord, and anyone online, we just ask that you would put anyone who wants to connect with you as their father, Lord, that you'll put them on the path for purpose, for peace, and a plan in their life, even in these uncertain days, in these days, Lord, where we feel a bit of turbulence. Right, so we're going to just keep praying for our brother here. Hey, thank you for being here this morning. So good to see you all. You have a great week.
and maybe just have some connect time and just think about that group that you want to connect with. Think about where your place to fit is, where your place to fit in is this morning. Right, thank you guys. Awesome.